This is the reading for September 15th. Jeremiah chapter 11. These are the words that the Lord spoke to Jeremiah. Listen to the words of this agreement and tell them to the people of Judah and those living in Jerusalem. Tell them this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Cursed is the person who does not obey the words of this agreement that I made with your ancestors when I brought them out of Egypt. Egypt was like a furnace for melting iron. I told them, obey me and do everything I command you. Then you will be my people and I will be your God. Then I will keep the promise I made to your ancestors to give them a fertile land. And you are living in that country today. I answered, amen, Lord. The Lord said to me, announce this message in the towns of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem. Listen to the words of this agreement and obey them. I warned your ancestors to obey me when I brought them out of Egypt. I have warned them again and again to this very day, obey me. But your ancestors did not listen to me. They were stubborn and did what their own evil hearts wanted. So I made all the curses of this agreement come upon them. I commanded them to obey the agreement, but they did not. Then the Lord said to me, I know the people of Judah and those living in Jerusalem have made secret plans. They have gone back to the same sins their ancestors did. Their ancestors refused to listen to my message and followed and worshipped other gods instead. The families of Israel and Judah have broken the agreement I made with their ancestors. So this is what the Lord says, I will soon bring a disaster on the people of Judah, which they will not be able to escape. They will cry to me for help, but I will not listen to them. The people living in the towns of Judah and the city of Jerusalem will pray to their idols to whom they burn incense. But those idols will not be able to help when disaster comes. Look, people of Judah, you have as many idols as there are towns in Judah. You have built as many altars to burn incense to that shameful god Baal as there are streets in Jerusalem. As for you, Jeremiah, don't pray for these people or cry out for them or ask anything for them. I will not listen when they call to me in the time of their trouble. What is my beloved Judah doing in my temple when she makes many evil plans? Do you think animal sacrifices will stop your punishment? When you do your evil, then you are happy. The Lord called you a leafy olive tree with beautiful fruit and shape. But with the roar of a strong storm, He will set that tree on fire and its branches will be burned up. The Lord All-Powerful who planted you has announced that disaster will come to you. This is because the families of Israel and Judah have done evil and have made Him angry by burning incense to Baal. The Lord showed me that men were making plans against me. Because He showed me what they were doing, I knew they were against me. Before this, I was like a gentle lamb waiting to be butchered. I did not know they had made plans against me, saying, "Let us destroy the tree and its fruit. Let's kill him so people will forget him." But, Lord All-Powerful, you are a fair judge. You know how to test people's hearts and minds. I have told you what I have against them. So let me see you give them the punishment they deserve. So the Lord speaks about the man from Anathoth who planned to kill Jeremiah and say, "Don't prophesy in the name of the Lord or we will kill you." So this is what the Lord All-Powerful says. I will soon punish the man from Anathoth. Their young men will die in war. Their sons and daughters will die from hunger. No one from the city of Anathoth will be left alive because I will cause a disaster to happen to them that year. Jeremiah chapter 12. Lord, when I bring my case to you, you are always right, but I want to ask you about the justice you give. Why are evil people successful? Why do dishonest people have such easy lives? You have put the evil people here like plants with strong roots. They grow and produce fruit. With their mouths, they speak well of you, but their hearts are really far away from you. But you know my heart, Lord. You see me and test my thoughts about you. Drag the evil people away like sheep to be butchered. Set them aside for the day of killing. How much longer will the land stay dried up and the grass in every field be dead? The animals and birds in the land have died because the people are evil. Yes, they are even saying God does not see what happens to us. If you get tired while racing against people, how can you race against horses? If you stumble in a country that is safe, what will you do in the thick thorn bushes along the Jordan River? Even your own brothers and members of your own family are making plans against you. They are crying out against you. Don't trust them, even when they say nice things to you. I have left Israel. I have left my people. I have given the people I love over to their enemies. My people have become to me like a lion in the forest. They roar at me, so I hate them. My people have become to me like a speckled bird, attacked on all sides by hawks. Go, gather the wild animals. Bring them to get something to eat. Many shepherds have ruined my vineyards and trampled the plants in my field. They have turned my beautiful field into an empty desert. They have turned my field into a desert that is wilted and dead. The whole country is an empty desert because no one who lives there cares. Many soldiers have marched over those barren hills. The Lord is using the armies to punish that land from one end to the other. No one is safe. The people have planted wheat, but they have harvested only thorns. They have worked hard until they were very tired, but they have nothing for all their work. They are ashamed of their poor harvest because the Lord's terrible anger has caused this. This is what the Lord said to me. Here is what I will do to all my wicked neighbors who take the land I gave my people Israel. I will pull them up and throw them out of their land, and I will pull up the people of Judah from among them. But after I pull them up, I will feel sorry for them again. I will bring each person back to his own property and to his own land. I want them to learn their lessons well. In the past, they taught my people to swear by Baal's name. But if they will now learn to swear by my name, saying, "As surely as the Lord lives," I will allow them to rebuild among my people. But if a nation will not listen to my message, I will pull it up completely and destroy it, says the Lord.
Chapter 2.
You were once dead because of your failures and sins. You followed the ways of this present world and its spiritual ruler. This ruler continues to work in people who refuse to obey God. All of us once lived among these people and followed the desires of our corrupt nature. We did what our corrupt desires and thoughts wanted us to do. So because of our nature, we deserved God's anger just like everyone else. But God is rich in mercy because of His great love for us. We were dead because of our failures, but He made us alive together with Christ. It is God's kindness that saved you. God has brought us back to life together with Christ Jesus and has given us a position in heaven with Him. He did this through Christ Jesus out of His generosity to us in order to show His extremely rich kindness in the world to come. God saved you through faith as an act of kindness. You had nothing to do with it. Being saved is a gift from God. It's not the result of anything you've done, so no one can brag about it. God has made us what we are. He has created us in Christ Jesus to live lives filled with good works as He has prepared for us to do. Remember that once you were not Jewish physically. Those who called themselves the circumcised because of what they had done to their bodies called you the uncircumcised. Also at that time, you were without Christ. You were excluded from citizenship in Israel, and the pledges God made in His promise were foreign to you. You had no hope and were in the world without God. But now through Christ Jesus, you, who were once far away, have been brought near by the blood of Christ. So He is our peace. In His body, He has made Jewish and non-Jewish people one by breaking down the wall of hostility that kept them apart. He brought an end to the commandments and demands found in Moses' teachings so that He could take Jewish and non-Jewish people and create one new humanity in Himself. So He made peace.
He also brought them back to God in one body by His cross, on which He killed the hostility. He came with the good news of peace for you who were far away and for those who were near. So Jewish and non-Jewish people can go to the Father in one spirit.
That is why you are no longer foreigners and outsiders, but citizens together with God's people and members of God's family. You are built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets. Christ Jesus Himself is the cornerstone. In Him, all the parts of the building fit together and grow into a holy temple in the Lord. Through Him, you also are being built in the Spirit together with others into a place where God lives.